Alka-Seltzer in the large 60-cent packages. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skin talking to Attorney Dowell in the latter's office. Listen.
Well, come on, Mr. Dowell. We'd better get over to the courtroom. This is going to be our good day, you know.
Just a minute, Mr. Skin. Are we going to wait for Cedric Weehunt?
No. I told him yesterday just to go directly to the courtroom this morning.
I don't know. We should keep a closer watch on that boy. We don't want any slip-ups with him. If I know my jury, his testimony will do the thing that will win the case for us.
Yes, well, now, you don't have to worry about Cedric. He'll be there. There's a boy that does exactly what you tell him to do. And you can bet your last dollar on it. That's one good thing about having a mind like his, you know. You don't have to worry about any new ideas flipping into it.
Well, I hope you're right. Because this is going to be the big moment in the trial. And I just hope we can depend on that boy to give his testimony the way we planned it.
Yes, sir. Well, he'll come through in grand style. After all, he doesn't have much to do. About all he has to do is just say that Lum told Abner in his presence to be careful of the pearl because it didn't belong to them and that it rightfully belonged to me. And, of course, then you'll be up there to guide him with your questions.
Yes, well, maybe it'll work out. If it does, the case is in the bag. Well, come on. We better get over there. I'm glad you showed up, Mr. Spears. I've just found out something I don't like very well.
Why? Is something gone wrong, Mr. Merrick?
Well, I don't know yet. I just learned that Squire Skint's attorney is going to put on one more witness. Cedric Weehunt.
Cedric, huh?
Yes. I thought they were going to rest their case with the testimony they've already presented. I'm just wondering if they've found out some of the same information we're planning to use and are going to try to twist it around to their advantage.
Well, they can't do that, can they? Cedric's our witness.
Well, they can use him, too. It's their privilege to call whomever they want.
Well, can't you object or something?
Well, no, not for that.
Well, I don't know why not. That lawyer of Lum and Abner stands up there and objects all day long. Every time Lum nudges him and wakes him up, he jumps up and objects. He don't care what it is. Fact is, I doubt if he even knows what it is.
But you'll notice what kind of an effect he's having on both Judge Pollock and the jury. He's not fooling anyone. To tell the truth, he's losing the case for Lum and Abner.
And I still think you ought to object to Cedric getting up there on the witness stand.
No. All we can do is wait and see what he does. I think we're safe as long as he's going to testify for us later. When Cedric gets up there and tells how Lum told Abner to be careful of the pearl because it didn't belong to them, and then admitted that it rightfully belongs to you, I don't think we've got anything to worry about.
Well, I don't think so neither, but I'd just hate to see Cedric testifying for that seven-legged Squire Skimp.
Well, here, look at the clock. High time that we were getting over to the courtroom.
Yeah.
We better not miss out on any of this. Come on, let's go.
You better sit down here. I think they're getting ready to start the proceedings again.
Yeah, let me sit down here. I got something to tell you, Abner.
Don't get out. I said you was going to be late. Where you been?
Well, I've been talking to Cedric. And just wait till I tell you what he was going to do.
What's that boy up to now?
Well, just wait till you hear. You don't know what a narrow escape we had.
Narrow escape?
Yes, sir. He was going to get up there on the witness stand and testify again us.
He walked out that snake in the weeds, that barn.
Well, it wasn't his fault, Abner. He never knowed what he was doing. It was all Squire's idea.
Yeah, you might have known that.
And the worst part of it is, he was going to get up there and testify for Grandpap, too.
Was that Squire's idea, too?
No, he was going to testify for Grandpap and Versa Vice.
Is he going to testify for him, too?
No.
No, because I never even knowed he was suing her. Fact is, I don't know him. I never even met him.
Versa Vice ain't nobody. It's just an expression. It means when you swing something around to the other side. It's just the same as it was the other way. Only it's different because the opposite's around the other way now.
Oh.
But the main idea... Now, don't hum me now, Edna. I ain't got time to start explaining stuff to you. You remind me after the trial.
Yeah, well, just what is Cedric going to testify again of, Lone?
Well, that's what I'm coming to.
Yeah, look, I'm talking.
You recollect when me and you and Cedric went to the county seat a while back to get that pearl appraised at the jewelry store?
Yeah.
Well, I must have said something to you about being careful with the pearl because it never belonged to you. And Squire got hold of Cedric and twisted it around to where I said it never belonged to us.
To us.
And then they added on to that something about me saying it actually belonged to Squire.
Well, I don't recollect you ever saying that.
Well, I never. I never said it belonged to him. Never even thought it.
And Cedric's going to get up there and say that?
Well, wait, let me finish.
Of course.
Then Grandpap and his lawyer got a hold of Cedric and got the same information out of him. Only they twisted it around to where I'd said that the pearl rightfully belonged to Grandpap. Yeah. Oh, it's the worst mixed-up thing.
Well, Cedric gets up there and says them things about us, Lom, we're ruined for sure. We never will even get to look at that pearl again.
Well, he ain't going to do it, though.
I thought you just now said he was.
Well, he was, but I talked him out of it.
Oh, well, good for you. Hooray, hooray.
I told him that it weren't the truth and pointed out to him what it'd do to me and you if he ever testified anything like that. And when he understood that, he felt ashamed of himself. He was might nigh ready to suicide, he said.
Oh, that poor boy. Bless his heart.
He felt bad about it.
My Lord,
I never would have found out about this if he hadn't come up and asked to borrow some money from me.
Borrow some money?
Yeah, he said he needed $4.
Why in the world is he going?
Well, after I give it to him, I asked him what he wanted for, and he said he had to buy a new pair of tennis shoes to wear on the witness stand. Said he wanted to look his best.
Yeah, well, he is neat, I'll say that. I don't just wait a minute here. Owe me $4, Lom. I'll get me some new tennis shoes, too. Look here.
Oh, for pity's sake, Abner, you don't need no tennis shoes.
Well, I need some new shoes. I want to look my best, too,
this
Lom.
Is a court trial, not a tennis game.
Well, I'd still have to look neat. I know what kind he's going to get. Well, he... looking at them yesterday. They're white and got them big old black soles. Oh, they're pretty.
So I said to him, you don't need to get up on the witness stand. That's just for them that's going to testify. And he said that was just what he was going to do. Fact is, he was going to be the star witness.
Star witness?
That's what he said. Huh. Then he told me the whole story. Granny's sure a lucky thing he did.
Dog as I'll say it, if he ever got up there.
Mind out. Huh? Here comes the jail.
Oh, look at that black someone.
Here's what. Circuit for the county folk, state of Arkansas, non-prison. Judge Pollock presiding. Please read it.
The attorney for plaintiff, Jim, has asked for permission to present one more witness, even though he had rested his case. In consideration of the information which the plaintiff intends to bring out in this witness's testimony, permission has been granted.
Thank you, Your Honor. Didn't you call Mr. Cedric Wehunt?
Cedric? I thought you said he weren't going to get up there and testify, Lord.
Yeah, he's going to get up there, but he ain't going to say what they told him to.
Oh.
Mr. Cedric Wehunt for the witness,
sir. Yes, Bob, I'm coming.
Hey, look at that, Lord. He's got on them new $4 tennis shoes. Oh, that I wish I could have had him. You sure he ain't going to double cross us, Lord?
Oh, I know he won't. I don't think.
Hurry up, Mr. Wehunt. Right up to him.
Yes, Mom.
Raise your right hand.
No. Your right hand.
This one?
Yes.
It's a good thing. It's the only other one I had.
You swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, none but truth.
I will.
State your name.
Mom?
What's your name?
Oh, Mr. Cedric Wolfgang Wehunt. What's yours?
Henry W. What am I saying? Sit down.
Thank you.
And Mr. Wehunt.
Mom?
Mr. Wehunt, are you acquainted with the defendants, Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody?
Am I what?
Do you know Lum and Abner?
Oh, yes, Mom. I know them good.
What association do you have?
There they sat right over there. That's Mr. Lum yonder. And that's Mr. Abner.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yes, we know. What association do you have with Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody? I mean, do you work for them or anything like that?
Oh, no, Mom. But sometimes I drive them in my car to the county seat. Like, say, that time when they bring that pearl up here to have it.
Not so bad. When was the last time you drove Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody to the county seat?
Well, it was that time they bring the pearl up here to see how much money it was worth.
Told me about me. He's going to see with it. Now, Mr. Wehunt, on that trip, do you recall any conversation? that took place between Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody regarding the pearl you mentioned.
Well, you better talk to him somewhere.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do.
Don't wake up our lawyer. Tell him, Dobbs.
But I won't tell none of it.
What's that?
Mr. Lum and Mr. Abner are my very best friends. Nobody ain't going to make me say nothing again. I just won't do it.
Well, now, just a minute, Cedric.
No, sir, you can't make me say nothing, because Mr. Lum told me not to. He told me if I got up here and told that stuff about him saying the pearl never belonged to him and Mr. Abner, but that it belonged to Mr. Squire, that it just ruined him. And I ain't going to say...
Well, now,
just a minute. Let me question this witness.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Weehunt, when did Mr. Edwards tell you not to say any of these things?
Just a little bit ago, right after Mr. Lum gave me that $4.
You mean he gave you money for this? And you accepted it?
I bought tennis shoes with it. Look.
Well, Mr. Edwards, the court places you under arrest for bribery.
Well, that's a fine way to thank a fellow for a new pair of tennis shoes. It's not cricket. It's not even tennis.